is Ted Kennedy. The fundamental cause of the current budget crisis is the failure of supply-side economics. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, if there's any lesson in this whole budget controversy, it's the virtual unanimous recognition that supply-side economics has been a hoax perpetrated on the American people by misguided right-wing economists and their Republican supporters. The real embarrassment is that the country fell for the hoax for so long. True, we had economic problems in the 1970s. Then President Reagan took office, promising he could cut taxes, increase spending for defense, and balance the budget, all at the same time. Snake oil, Al. He cut taxes and raised Pentagon spending, but the budget came unglued, and we've been paying the price ever since. Now we're reaping the bitter fruit of a decade of the most irresponsible economic binge in the country's history. Admit it, Al. You supply-siders tried to repeal the law of economics, but you ruined the economy instead.
Ted, a billion seconds ago, the Soviets were launching the first unmanned satellite, Sputnik, of the 50s. A billion hours ago, the world was covered by rock and ice, and $1 billion is what your federal government has spent in just the last 48 hours. Wake up call, Ted. Congress votes, presidents don't. Stop blaming the deficit on Reagan or supply-side economics. Talk about voodoo, hoodoo, you do. The defense budget is on the way down, but your favorite social programs sure aren't. If Medicare keeps growing at its current 11.5% a year, by the turn of the century, that one program will cost more than either the defense budget or Social Security. Who will you blame then? Ted, things won't change until you admit that you're a big part of the problem, congressional spending, and that we could cure this budget deficit glut only if you are willing to cut spending and do something honest with entitlements. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Americans who fail to report for jury duty. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.